Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning where we might be in terms of forage supply as we finish up fall harvest here in a few months. One of the things we're blessed with here in Kansas is that we do have the availability of a lot of byproducts that contain a lot of fiber. Things like corn gluten feed, soybean hulls, and wheat mids. These are three primary sources of feed that we could use to extend limited forage availability. So here are some things that I would suggest to our Kansas dairy farmers. Take a careful inventory of the forage that you actually have on hand in storage today, taking a look at how you might stretch that a little bit further than what you planned. That may mean that we turn to some of these high fiber byproducts sooner rather than later. If we can reduce the amount of corn silage that we're feeding now, incorporating some of these byproducts into the diet, that will extend our current corn silage storage capacity, as well as providing us maybe with a little bit of relief if we do not harvest as much corn silage as we plan in the fall harvest season. We do have the ability to raise some other crops. There are some summer annuals that are still available and could be planted to provide forage for the herd. Obviously, one of those would be sorghum, particularly forage sorghums. If you choose these, probably need to choose something that's going to have a very digestible fiber. Also, begin visiting with your nutritionist as to what your plan will be if you are short of forage in the coming year. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to consider their forage supplies and needs over the next 12 to 14 months.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.